I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Doñana County Commissioner John Vazquez resigned Thursday, effective immediately. Vazquez has faced heavy criticism for comments on social media, one of which generated a formal complaint to the county commission. He also faced allegations of misconduct by New Mexico Democratic Party Vice Chair Naomi Martinez Parra. Details of those allegations were not disclosed. Vazquez had been asked to resign by leaders of the Democratic Party. In his resignation letter, Vazquez said that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and is receiving treatment for PTSD through Veterans Administration Healthcare. Vazquez was elected in 2016, and his term runs through 2020. Governor Susana Martinez will choose a new commissioner due to his resignation. Funding for public early childhood programs is tight around New Mexico, and it's disproportionately students of color who miss out. Ellen Sanchez of the New Mexico Conference of Catholic Bishops sparked debate last week when he told an Associated Press reporter that systemic racism is a factor in why legislation that could have fixed the problem did not get a fair shake. Lawmakers and other opponents of the plan say that's not a fair statement. Marissa DeMarco spoke to Sanchez about why he was talking about racism after the session this year.
That's always an issue in the legislature every year because we inherit structural racism. It doesn't mean we're talking about individuals who are bringing their attitudes. It's about the structural racism where we consider the status quo to be okay. And then from our perspective, Pope Francis is calling us to address poverty through the lenses of the gospel. And so, to quote the Holy Father, poverty in the world is a scandal. In a world where there is so much wealth, so many resources to feed everyone. So acting on that, we have to look at where our structures came from.
And having that conversation around structural racism and colonization and status quo is often now conflated with liberalism. The Conference of Catholic Bishops is a nonpartisan entity, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. It's nonpartisan, and the church chooses not to be in the political process. That's the process of elevating candidates. But we have not just the right, but we believe that we have an obligation to enter the public square in the conversation about the common good. We're only there to propose. We don't come there to impose, and we don't do the introduction of legislation. The legislators do. But we're going to hold them accountable, too, if we think that, hey, you're missing a point here. So you could even have a Hispanic who's a minority overseeing an organization that, not by their choice, but has structural or institutional racism built into how it functions.
And you're making a point of saying you're not accusing any individual person of being racist or making a racist decision. You're talking about something structural. You know, we saw some backlash. Do you think people are understanding that distinction that you're making?
If you don't talk about it, you never do it. You put the word racism out there and you got everybody's attention. And why, when we bring out 36.2% of children in poverty, doesn't bring that same level of attention? That's part of all of us in how our vision has been blurred or how we've become numb to the situation that we live in. So we're not calling any individual senator a racist. No, matter of fact, I think they're all very fine people who have to struggle. But when they're using their conscience, now conscience is something that's formed. You're not born with a conscience. It's the education and it's your experience. We all are called to reflect on, okay, my experience so far for some people are probably saying the status quo is okay. And we're challenging that.
How does systemic racism in the way that we fund early childhood education create inequity for students of color in New Mexico?
So we know that 8 out of 10 children in New Mexico are children of color. And they're, for the most part, the ones that are in the poverty. Now the science tells us that learning begins at birth. And the archaic distribution formula, which we've inherited that distribution, has to catch up with the science. But if you don't like the idea of the fund, bring another one that'll generate $140, $150 million.
So opponents are saying that the decision is, you know, not about structural racism. It's about making sure that fund continues to provide for students well into the future. Do you share that concern?
We know from our economic analysis and the legislative finance and the analyst that's written on it that the fund won't be depleted. It will grow at a slower rate. So we can do both. We can protect the children and we can protect the fund. But this is the challenge. You mentioned that's not a racism issue. That is. My idea that the fund must be protected at the cost of children not receiving services, that may be the structural racism that we've accepted as individuals. And then we're challenging that, and that's difficult. People don't want to be challenged. They don't want to talk about saying that maybe some of my decisions, I've inherited from an experience of years and years or decades, even generations, to be okay.
Thank you, Alan Sanchez.
All right. Take care.